Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Saga of Tanya the Evil, which was a kind of a choice actually by Goose that was sent to us because he reminded us that we actually haven't seen the movie. But before that, we were just kind of having fun and talked a little bit about Operation Pasta for Saga of Tanya the Evil 2. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. Or if you want, you can always join us live and hang out with us at twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast. We do send a little bit of a note out, a little bit of a ping whenever we do go live, and feel free to come join and hang out with us and just have a fun old time. And if you want to support us through other means and by not joining our Patreon or like that, we do have Tokyo Treats affiliate link for you in the show notes. If you use that link along with coupon code featured anime, you get $5 off that first box. And trust me, the treats are delicious and you will not be disappointed in them. Or if you also so choose, you can also buy some swanky swag from our own shop, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, on to the meat and brotatoes. The Saga of Tanya the Evil, the movie, came out in February 2019. Producer for it was ATX Kodokawa. Studio for it is Nut. The source for it is Light Novel. Genres are action, fantasy, isekai, and military. And it ran for about an hour and 38 minutes. So, one of the things we did talk about in the pre-show is that there is a short OVA. It is a fun, simple OVA that came out beforehand. About 16 minutes long. You do not need to watch the OVA to watch this. However, you do need to watch season one before you start watching the movie. Otherwise, a lot of what's happening, a lot of the background information and everything that's happening will not make sense. So this is a direct continuation from season one. So you do need to watch it. That being said, with the armies now kind of sweeping across the continents Tanya is now starts off with Tanya actually in Africa going after the last of the remnants of the Republic Army. They then are sent to the Eastern Front, I want to say, right? Basically Russia, but they call it the Federation, and kind of deal with them over there. And they are now starting to officially start war with the Empire. And so this whole movie kind of centers on between that and another character, Mary, who is the daughter of one of the main baddies, air quotes for baddies, right? Mm-hmm. From the series, right? It's his daughter, and she's out for revenge. And basically, no. Being X has, I guess you could say, empowered Mary with an obscene amount of power as well, so she could go after Tanya, so that way she basically starts worshiping or believing in him, trying to put her into such a dire strait to where she will start praying and believing in him because she refuses to believe in him. Which is, yeah, I mean, like, but what he's trying to do, honestly, is having the opposite effect of what he's wanting.
Kind of. So he's playing a long game. And the character in question is aptly named Mary Sue, which is a very common colloquial term for somebody who gained a bunch of power and didn't really earn it.
Yes.
Which, ironically enough, happens here.
Well, to be fair, I mean, like, Tanya also didn't earn her power.
Yeah, she did, though.
Did she?
She only relies on the god juice, let's call it,
being X, when
she has no other real options. She's exhausted all of her own personal supply, and she's gonna die unless it happens.
So let's phrase this properly, shall we? She was reincarnated and put into a new world with all her memories and experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was a corporate man who used every logical thing and didn't really understand emotion all that much.
Right. Gave her power, but then put
gave
a restriction.
Power, yeah.
Yes. Okay. And then put a mm-hmm. restriction on how she can use the full potential of that power.
Correct. You gotta pray.
So what did she do to earn the power that she was given?
She challenged God.
Right.
For being X.
Okay. So if he's going to put her in dire straits, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like Mary Sue was given her power for vengeance. It's not that she didn't do anything for it. She's working hard, and then she was put into a dire strait to where she gains the power to be able to fight. Personally, right? And so, I mean, like, it's all a matter of interpretation, though, too, right? So you can't.
It is.
So it's this is one of those ones where it's like your interpretation of how Mary Sue, whether or not she deserves it, is going to be vastly different from my viewpoints on whether or not she deserves it, or pick your flavor as to whatever, blah blah blah, you know.
Well, here's my thought on that, and here's why I feel that it wasn't a deserved power. Anybody who has the power of being X, who is going up against Tanya, only has that power because they're going against Tanya. They've got strong feelings against her. The father had very strong feelings against her. He prayed, God, if you give me the power to kill this person, I will do so. And so a type of contract was formed with the father. Of course, it failed. And the daughter only really gained this power after she saw the fact that Tanya was using her dad's gun.
Right. And but then you could also
give me the power.
Right. But you can also argue that her anger and hatred helped fuel the power that was already latent inside her. Same thing with who the father was, right? All Tanya is doing is the vassal at which she's driving these people to use the full potential of their power.
Kind of. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and it's a viable argument.
It's not a kind of, it's a matter of perspective, right? It's not a kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, so please be mindful of that. Don't say kind of. It's No, it's
well,
100%
again,
my opinion.
Of perspective.
Exactly.
I believe that you're right, but wouldn't everyone have the same ability or same capacity for
given
that
putting
power?
In the same dire straits? Yes, I 100% believe that they would.
Okay. I believe they wouldn't. And the reason why I feel that is the only time you see being X power in somebody else is when they're in direct conflict with Tanya. Because you've seen these other mages being gunned down by platoons and going and praying and nothing happens. The only significant difference is, in from what I've seen, is Tanya's involvement.
Which again drives me back to, she is inadvertently drawing out those powers because she's putting him in those very particular dire straits and upsetting them to no end because of how ruthless and evil she is.
So you think that being X is a latent power is in and every mage, and all they have to do is be put in particularly dire straits to gain access to it and believe in God
or being X or well, whatever, yeah, well, right? But they have the power, they have the crystals that are able to draw on said powers, because let's not forget the mana crystals that they're using also help them draw on that magic too.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's not just their latent power, but it's those crystals as well that are allowing them to draw on those at the exact same time. So it's we can't even say it's 100% definitive that it's just pure power. It's like there's other stuff happening too at the exact same time that are helping facilitate the growth in power.
Okay, well, how do you figure? So Mary Sue goes after Tanya.
Yes.
And it's kind of a climactic battle between the two.
Multiple climactic battles between the two. But they've had a couple.
But the one in question that I'm referring to now, she basically uses a light beam laser destructo beam, if you call it that, to attack Tanya. And she uses it several times in succession. And it becomes her main weapon. And Tanya goes, that's a lot of power you're using. Holy cow, that is a massive amount of mana. You're going to exhaust yourself. And she's banking on the fact,
right,
it's going to be exhaustible. But it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, again, she's also being fueled by rage, too, at the exact same time. And when you're put into a dire strait and you're rage beyond belief, I mean, like, you could do some pretty miraculous stuff. Too. And Tanya even eventually gets to a point to where she has to use the crystal, has to pray to being X to be able to start drawing on the power, mm-hmm. right? But again,
yep,
it's not just the fact that, oh, he's the only one that did this. He's the one that did that. No, which is why I'm saying she is the arbiter of people being able to draw out the massive amount of potential magic in them, because if Tanya was not there, if Tanya did not piss her off, kill her father, and then basically kind of poke the bear the whole time, you know.
Are you there?
I'm here. I don't know what happened.
Sorry, my internet just blipped. So I think I know where you're going from. I think you know where you were coming from. Where she was the arbiter. She was the reason. She was the connection. She was the dire straits that she was placed into. Right. Right.
And then, you know, Tanya, you can't just like poke the bear and not expect repercussions, right? You genuinely, no, honestly.
I understand that. And I can see where you're coming from. The way that I understood it.
You know what really sucks?
What?
I haven't been recording this whole time.
Serious?
Yeah, I had a heart attack.
Oh, no. Will this video stay up for a while or no?
I can extract the video. That's not a problem.
Whoops.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm recording now. It'll be a funky first half. Not so much after that. So there you go. Hey, it's live and learn. Live and learn.
Jeez.
Anyways,
but so to explain my point on it, I feel like Mary Sue was placed in there as a as an example of what Tanya would have the ability to access if she would just acknowledge being X's benevolence, power, status, if you will. And I think that Mary Sue wasn't using her own power. She wasn't using her own reserve. She wasn't using her own ability, if you will. By praying to God, the eyes turn gold in everyone, not just in Mary Sue, not just in Tanya, not just in Mary Sue's father.
Right. Well, by praying, yes, but I'm not talking about the effects of them praying or using magic. Okay, we're that like that. We already know that they can. We already know everything having to deal with it too.
But what I'm saying is specifically the output, the power output, the reservoir in which you're able to draw from this power when you're using the gold, when you're praying, the golden eyes take over, and now you're not drawing from your own reservoir, you're drawing from being X's reservoir. And I feel like Mary Sue was placed in there to show that all you got to do is just say okay. All you got to do is just agree that being X is better, being X is great, and you could rule the world with this ability, because this ability would be inexhaustible. The destruction, the power, the stamina would be nigh omniscient. Not like you couldn't fight against it.
If that's kind of like the route you want to believe, that's fine. However, that's not the route or the premise of the entire show.
No, it's not. The premise is Tanya is saying, I'm not doing it. I'm doing it on my own. I'm doing it my way. You can't tell
not
me what
even,
to do.
Not even that, right? Oh? The premise of the show is that Tanya refuses to believe in him in general. Yeah. Like, it's not that is the basis and the fundamental core of the entire show. Like, that she refuses to believe in him.
Yes, but she acknowledges that he exists because she identifies him as being X.
That's not the question, though. That's not the question. That's not what the premise. The premise is that she refuses to believe in him. Like, if I put you in, the entire first season was built on that alone. If I put you in dire straits, if I put you in situations where, you know, you were blah, 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 because of what she said, right? Mm-hmm. He said that then at that point, you will start believing in me and you will start relying on me or everything like that. And then it mm-hmm. builds on top of that even more. So it has nothing to do with the fact that she has all this other things going on. It's the core and basis fundamental portion of it is the fact that he wants her to believe in him, not acknowledge his existence, but believe in him.
Yes and no. And the reason why I say that is yes, he wants to prove how much better he is, because in the very, very first episode of season one, when he gets pushed in, when Tanya gets pushed in and is about to die, he's like, that's so illogical. I cannot believe there's a god alive that would do this. This is so stupid. If I was in charge, it'd be different. And that was the whole challenge issued to God. And yeah, you're right. God was like, I'm going to put you in such dire straits. You'll have no choice but to turn to me. You'll have no choice but to rely on me and see that I'm God. And being X is a disrespectful way to say that I don't believe that you're God. You're definitely better than me, but you're not God. Or not better, but you're stronger than me, but you're not God specifically. And so this whole saga, as the show dictates, is being X orchestrating situations to make Tanya believe that he's not just being X. He's not just,
okay,
as you were saying.
I'm waiting for the no part, but, because you are right now just agreeing
but
with
here's
me.
The no.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm.
You could have just said, you could have just said, like, mm-hmm. yes, I agree with all of that, but here's where I disagree with you.
I've been saying that. You're like, but no.
No, what I'm saying is You just mm-hmm. built everything up. You're like saying yes and no. Yes, all mm-hmm. of this is happening, right? It's like, yes, yep. Okay, so I don't hear anywhere at which point that is in conflict with what I'm saying, right?
Well, I was getting to that.
Okay.
So what's in conflict with that is, yes, that she needs, so Tanya wants to prove that being X is not God. Flat out is not God. Everyone else around her thinks that, well, they're praying to a God to give them power and stuff like that. Whereas Tanya's doing it, yes, she has to draw on the power of being X, but she does so in a way that she still remains true to her core value of, this is complete and utter. You're not a God. You're a stronger being, but you're not God. And that's where the conflict comes in. Everyone else is, oh God. And when she's praying, she does say, oh God, will you do this? And
yeah,
forgive yeah. these sinners and stuff. So she's playing the part, but I feel like, and this is just my feeling, she's doing it satirically or sarcastically. So it's not a true prayer.
Right.
So she's already getting a fraction of the power.
Well, we already know that she's not doing it wholeheartedly, and that she yes. has to do that because of a restriction that was put on it by the scientist mm-hmm. that was influenced by Bean X. So correct. It's not a matter of, oh, it was satirically or whatever, blah, 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 blah. It's genuine fact. We already know this to be true. We already know this to be 100% true. So,
okay.
So we know that she is not using a basis of faith, so to speak, like Mary and everyone mm-hmm. else is, right? But she is still the arbiter of the change, forcing people to use the full potential of it, because now they are fueled not only by the rage and hatred of whatever's going on, but also the exact same time they're fueled by their belief.
So you think that you're proposing that Mary Sue was stronger than Tanya due to her rage mixed with the drawing of the power from being X?
Yes, man. Rage can be a very,
I agree with you on that. It has the potential to do stuff like that. Rage, and anxiety.
We are talking about a very fantastical and magical world. Mm-hmm. So I don't see how they would not lean into that, especially with the title of the saga of Tanya the Evil.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you're not wrong with that part. But what I'm saying is the reason why she's able to draw, Mary Sue is able to draw such power, isn't just the rage, isn't just the access to the power. Well, it is just the access to the power, but it's the genuine prayer that's being offered that gives her a more sustained power source and a stronger connection.
I didn't say that pool. I didn't say that it wasn't her belief, right?
You were saying it was her rage that was drawing out all the power.
I said that it was the foundation for her to be able to do that. Everyone has the ability, and I said this many, many minutes mm-hmm. ago. Everyone has the basis and foundation for them to be able to use that power. Tanya is the arbiter forcing them to be able to use that power. And they are using that power because of the anger and rage that they've had. And so they're then at that point praying and utilizing their faith to help fuel that and amplify the power that they already have. So that way they can draw on the true power that they actually have the ability for. The rage is the vehicle for that drive.
Would you agree that only the people who are angry at Tanya have the ability to draw on being X's power?
I'm going to say this in a very clear way. She is the arbiter of people. I'm going to say it because you want me to give you a yes or no answer. And I'm telling you an exact answer that I will not change from. All right. She is the arbiter of change. She is the one that is forcing people to use their latent power that they already have.
And what I'm saying is when you have other people in this,
I'm not going to agree with you on it.
Mutilating.
So let's move on past it. Let's move on past it. I'm not going to agree with you on it. Let's move past
it. It's not just your opinion on it, though. Like, we're having a discussion on it.
No, you want me to change my opinion on it, and I keep telling you that I disagree with you.
Something to the effect of.
No, I'm not going to say what you want me to say. I genuinely, Rick, bro, I'm not going to say what you want me to say. I 100% will not say what you want me to say.
So you're right and I'm wrong.
I'm not saying that either. I'm saying this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let's now move on, because you said you've spent several minutes laying out the foundation for your opinion. Great. I disagree with your opinion. Cool. Let's move on. I'm not going to agree with you, and I'm not going to give you a yes or no answer on whatever it is you want, period. And that's what you want. You want me to go yes or no? No, I'm not saying either one. Tough nookie.
I want to know if you agree with me
nookie.
Or not.
No, I'm not going to agree or disagree with you. How about them apples?
That makes no sense, because I don't have to do anything. No,
I don't have to agree or disagree. I don't have to say yes or
so
no.
You're backtracking, saying that I'm not
wrong. I have to say nothing at all is what I have to say. All right.
I'm just saying we've spent the last however
I'm
long.
I'm trying to move past this, dude, and you refuse to. So how about this? I am right. You are wrong. Is that what you want me to say? You want me to say that? I'll say that. Is it true? Who the hell knows? But Rick, I am genuinely trying to move past this point at right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Green apples are the best.
As CJ would say, yes. So
I see you shaking your head. I promise you that I keep telling you my viewpoint.
Show,
huh?
It's the premise of the whole show, though.
For Saga of the Tanya the Evil?
Yeah.
Okay. Look. We already built down the foundation for it. We already have our viewpoints.
We heard your side, but you wouldn't hear mine.
We've heard your side, and half the time, like 75% of the time, you're agreeing with me. That's the thing.
But what's my side?
That the only reason why Mary Sue actually has the power for it in general is because she is being given that power only to put Tanya in a dire strait to make it so that way she believes and gives in to being X or God or whatever and truly believe and rely on him.
I'll give you 80% of that. Okay, fine.
That's
not exactly what I was saying, but that's close enough. It's close enough.
Well, that's what you have been laying the foundation for this whole time.
And you keep interrupting, so I can't really continue
because
this.
Because you keep repeating yourself. I want you to say the part that is the groundbreaking point, right? Because you keep saying something, and I'm like, no, I don't agree with that. And you're like, well, no. And then you regurgitate exactly everything that I had just said in agreements with me.
That's not true.
Okay, fine. What's the last 20?
The last 20% was, if she's not the focus, then why, when somebody else was having their...
Who's not the focus?
...friend, when Tanya's not the focus, and uh-huh. everyone has access to this ability,
mm-hmm.
how come when other people are praying to God, it doesn't activate? When they are seeing their family and everything else slaughtered, and right. they're and in I'm, fairly dire straits.
Okay, and I am telling you, right, I'm giving you a reason why. I have said this reason why multiple times. Can you say it again for me so that way I know you were listening? Because what have I said that the reason why it was?
You've been saying that the only reason that you've been saying something to the effect of everyone's got the ability, mm-hmm. they just don't pray hard enough.
Nope.
That's what I'm understanding.
That is not what I said.
Okay, what did you say then?
I have said that the reason why that they are using the power the way they are is because Tanya, being the arbiter of change, right, is giving them the rage and power, the fuel to be able to start drawing on that power. So that way they pray. When they pray, they are not just praying half-heartedly, right? They are praying wanting to use the full extent of their power. Everyone has that latent ability. She is forcing them to use the full extent of their power.
And only she has that ability? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, have you seen anyone else in the series get as pissed off at anyone else in there other than them getting pissed off at her?
Yeah, right before they die.
No, I'm saying literally as pissed off at her before anyone else. Like, for rage, fuel, like, I will go on this vendetta, destroy everything, forget everyone, I will let my comrades die just to kill you. Type of rage, because the Mary Sue's father, the exact same way. Like he was hell bent. Like he was ready to just
abandon everybody.
Exactly. And that is exactly what Mary Sue did. It was a hell-bent, rage-fueled vendetta strictly just to kill her. Like that, the amount of rage and anger that was built into it.
Interesting. Okay. So I don't think you and I are too far off the mark. It's just where the focus is coming from as far as our disagreements go.
Yes. But I was actually listening, right?
Hurtful.
But so that's why I was saying it's like, no, specifically, I was addressing your concern. And it's like, look, this is I'm giving you an answer. And you're like, no, I want a yes or no answer. It's like, no, it's not a yes or no answer. It's like saying, hey, what's 3 + 5? Give me a yes or no for that answer.
Oh, how, there's a definite answer for that.
There is a definite answer for that, but it's not yes or no. It's something else entirely. You can't say, hey, what's 3 + 5? Yes or no? What?
Well, no, you got to ask the question that I posed in a similar fashion would be, is 3 + 5 8?
Yeah, but you're not saying is 3 + 5 8. You're saying, what's 3 + 5? Yes or
well,
no?
No, I was.
Yes or no?
Quite it, but that's fair. I see where you're coming from, but I don't agree with it.
You don't have to.
We're close. We're close.
You don't have to agree. You just gotta feel the love of being X flow through you.
Yeah, exactly. With the eyes turning yellow.
Exactly. And be fueled by rage. All right. So I do have one question.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see if my interpretation was the exact same as yours. But the beginning part of the movie, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that basically means that Tanya lost, right? And the Empire lost, right?
No. Oh, well, yes and no. In Tanya's view, they lost because they found a peaceful ceasefire kind of sort of thing. I think it's armistice.
No, I'm talking about the beginning. It's like 40 years in the future. You have the old scientist as a priest now, and he's talking about that, and it feels like to me,
oh,
like they lost, right?
Oh. I thought, did it say 40 years in the future?
Yeah.
Because that's not what I got out of it, but well.
It was a very lengthy time in the future.
See, I thought the scientist was kicked out and he found religion and stuff like that.
Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, like he found it while he was there working and being a scientist, but.
So I missed it. I missed it completely.
Yeah, they had done a timestamp like right at the beginning and I rewound it. I was like, wait, what did I just miss?
I missed that completely because I could have sworn, in my opinion, I thought that once the armistice happened, once the peacetime was ensued, they didn't need the scientist anymore. So he turned to religion and he was talking with a not a comrade, but also not an enemy, like a neutral party. And then in the middle of his speech, like war started breaking out again. And then he's like, I found God and all that stuff. So that's what I thought that was just in the middle of like a raid of some kind. I didn't realize that it was 40 years in the future.
Yeah, because he was a lot older than he was in the series.
I thought he was an old man to begin with.
He was an old man, but he was a lot older. Yeah, it's so it starts off in unified year, and it takes place in the Allied Kingdom, and the year is 1966. And then they go back to 1926 after their discussion when he's a lot older, right? And he does this thing, and it goes back to 1926 when Tanya is in Africa.
Okay. So judging it off that, I'm going to guess that everything died with Tanya. I don't know that they lost. I don't know that they won. The reason why I say that is he's still alive. If they lost, he'd be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that or there were special circumstances at which he's been given.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Operation Paperclip, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Or he had been in hiding the whole time. And then they're like, hey, we found you. Let's talk before we truck you out of here.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. That's a good theory as well. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think they won because the fatherland flags weren't everywhere.
Yeah, well, they said that they were in the Allied Kingdom.
Yeah. Hmm. And the Allies really didn't show up to the end of the movie.
No, they were there.
Yeah, but they weren't. They didn't really call them Allied so much.
Called like the mixed forces of nature or something like that or whatever. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. You know, the unified group of blah, blah, blahs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember.
And they spent a lot. Me either. But yeah, in the Russia territory, there was this dude with a birthmark, I assume, on his forehead, probably indicating another past leader of Russia.
Yeah.
But they made him incredibly unlikable. He was
creepy.
He was conniving. He was passionate, if you will. But then he also had a very strong predilection towards much, much younger.
Yeah, he was creepy. Like, period. 100%. Like, the dude was creepy as all hell.
Yeah, and then he's like, Tanya's perfect. I want her, even though she's a mage. And he's like, yeah, I'm glad we got rid of all the mages. And like, wait, what do you mean? What?
Yeah,
yeah, they killed all the mages because they are unknown factors. And I went, oh, no, they didn't. They're going that route.
Wow. I don't think that they killed him, did they?
Oh, killed him.
I could have swore that they had said they had rounded them up and threw them in camps or imprisoned them. But oh well.
Yep, in camps to kill them.
Ah, okay. So yeah, I mean, like,
it was.
So they
it was,
in
it was
this
very reminiscent.
Yeah, in this form, they took on the version of Germany in World War II.
Yep.
All right.
I was very surprised they went that route.
I'm not. Germany heavily influenced Japan.
No, I understand that, but the way that they threw this, that they just casually mentioned it, and when the only reason I know they were dead is because the guy with the scar, I forget what his name was in the car, he looks up and he sees, you know, Tanya and her battalion flying into, he goes, oh, this is supposed to be a no-fly zone. This is why we had all the other ones killed. And I went, oh, yeah, It's stupid to do so because you just gave up one of your strongest military advantages or anti-air, if you will. Like, holy cow.
Yeah, no, like, like when you're a creepy individual like that, you don't think about things like that.
Yeah. And then Mary Sue's initial introduction, you feel real bad for her. Like, you start sympathizing pretty hard because she's talking to her grandma, and you know, ever since dad left, that she's been doing her best, and now she can't tell her where she's going, but she can tell her that she's doing her hardest and doing her best and being a good person, and you know, she'll avenge her father. And the way the music that they're playing whenever she's around initially, and the way that they're drawing her out to signify her specific situation, I went, oh no, she's going to be a main character and she's probably going to die.
Well, I'm glad they didn't do that route, right? They gave her main character energy and kept her alive all the way through it. You know, just all the way through. Well, period. 100%.
I imagine it's going to be a major thing in season two.
Oh yeah.
A major thing.
So my prediction is that in season two, she's the one that actually takes Tanya out.
You think Tanya's going to die?
Yeah, has to. Probably not season two.
I feel like they're going to milk it for a while.
Yeah. But I feel like Mary Sue will be the one that does it.
Okay. Now, one more thing that I thought might be interesting, an interesting theory, if you will, is that Mary Sue is special. Her father mm-hmm. was special. Mm-hmm. They were a family touched by God, mm-hmm. specifically. So I was thinking that maybe, just maybe, instead of everyone having the ability, only that family had the ability. Somehow their lineage fell back from whatever. Like, world building would be really awesome if they incorporated that.
But they're not the main characters, right? They don't have that type of main character energy. They just have the
rage-inducing
vengeance main character energy that comes after the main character.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like they're going to be the main antagonists.
Yes.
Possibly eventually the death of our dear Tanya.
Yes. Oh yeah, 100%. Watch. And we don't watch. I bet she's going to, okay, thinking about it, right? Going off that train of thought,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
She, Mary Sue doesn't kill Tanya, but Mary Sue has a little brother. Little brother then joins the military 20 years later, right? Not the full 40, but 20 years later, right? Joins the military, fueled by vengeance and his belief, goes after Tanya and takes her down in season 5.
Well, no, see, here's my thought. Tanya's still a child, right?
Yes.
You assume, like, what's the age, do you think? 11, 12, maybe?
Yeah.
I figure that in the way I see it, season 2 is going to have to, season 2 or 3 has to be her last season. For no other reason than I don't think they're going to want to have puberty hit. For whatever reason, I think that they're going to still try to kill her off as a child, an evil child, because it the story makes more sense that way. Because you cannot typically survive. You're going to create enemies in either politically or like Mary Sue.
So I just pulled it up. She is 13 years old in this movie.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'm wrong.
So she'll probably be like 15, 16 when they decide to kill her off. She joined the military at the age of 8. She's been in the military for 5 years. And she's 13. Reborn in the alternate reality in 1913. It's 1926. 1926 minus 1913.
Stupid. Does Tanya the Evil die? Top response. You're going to like this. Yes, she dies, but she gets reincarnated again, but this time as a spider.
Sure, why not?
Which ties into the Psalm of Spider, so what? Such a stupid answer. Because I was like, well, maybe the manga, where is it from, you know?
What do you mean? It's a light novel.
Is it? It's a light novel. Is it still going?
I believe so.
Well.
Yeah, it's still going. So I take that as you don't have anything else?
No, I'm...
Formulating sorry. Your thoughts?
Yeah,
I was contemplating the fabrics of reality.
No, I continued to jump down the rabbit hole of it's almost spider, so what? Jumping back to this, I find it to be very interesting how hard they're pushing specifically her group and her battalion.
It's because of all the intellect that she has, right? How smart she is, mm-hmm. how she's able to call everything out, how strategically she's able to think, and you know, the military prowess that she has. That's why.
Yeah, but like her people seem to be inhuman, pushed to crazy limits. Granted, she did her best to like weed out the weaklings during the training, but even after that, they're running this group ragged, and it looks like her battalion has grown exponentially in since the last season. Because now she's in charge of not just, I think, 8 or 12 people. She's got 3 complete units of 15 people, roughly.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, at the end, they said they were giving her an entire battalion.
And she's using them highly effectively. And what I found hilarious was she was primed and ready in position for when war started, a surprise attack, so to speak. And she ended up just wiping out headquarters, like their capital city, and then filmed a propaganda.
Oh, yes.
just singing the national anthem.
But that's awesome. That's when Creepo actually fell in love with her she was doing that. And that's honestly one of the best things about this whole thing is it set the bar, I feel like, appropriately for how outrageous she can be, because and they did wonderful groundwork for it too. It's like, oh, she has magic. She joined the military at 8 years old. Everyone talks down to her. And then it's like overwhelmingly like you're owned by her. Like, there's never a point where you are not owned by her. Well, no, I take that back. There's probably there are some points where she's the one not doing the damage, so to speak, but it's far and few in between.
Yeah, it's very rare. You don't really see too many failures coming out of this one. But I also thought it was really funny that the reason why she was put in such dire straits this last big battle was because the guy with the scar saw her and was like, I want her. Go get her.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, where is she? I'm like, oh, over here. Mass all the troops. All everybody
Send
available.
Everyone.
Go. Yeah. Bombers, jets, mages, infantrymen, hundreds of thousands of people because this guy's horny. Like, what?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad I'm not the only one that got that. I was like, dude's weird. Dude's sending out some serious pedo vibes. And no. But that's, you know, whatever.
Just one more way to make him look that disgusting.
Right. I don't know. But honestly, yeah, the movie was great. It did have some wonky animation styles in it, but still it was solid nonetheless.
I was going to say not many bad parts in this movie. I feel like there were a few parts that I wish they made a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. For instance, the monologuing with, her gloating. And her the reasoning and everything like that, and why she wanted to be like transferred and stuff like that, and the responses and the arguments back and forth, the intellectual parts I felt like could have been longer, and I've been happy about it. The battles looked intense, not necessarily edgy your seat intense, but pretty close. And while we always figured she was going to win, it was how much is she going to lose? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, which one of the core members of her battalion, the ones that we know the names of, the ones that we see her interacting with, how many of those people are going to die, if any? And it was touch and go for a while.
Right.
And it was enjoyable.
It was. It was solid. It was good. They definitely made you kind of sit on the edge of your seat so that way you can stay anxious, but not too overly anxious. You know, like it was good. It was solid. Like it wasn't too much.
It lived up to the series.
It did. Thank goodness for small favors.
Seriously though.
Because they could have totally ruined it. They could have.
Oh, they could have destroyed anything and everything.
All right.
Just one misstep of how that she would react to stuff. Would have been done.
Yes. All right, sir.
So,
I feel like this is a good spot. What about you?
I do too.
All right. On a scale of up to 10, how would you rate this?
I would rate this. I'm going to give it a solid 9. There were a few things that I feel like could have been better, but overall, for a movie, even if it's just a standalone movie and you didn't watch the series, it'd be slightly confusing. But you'd be able to pick it up real easy, especially with that flash forward.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about it like that. That's very true. Yeah. No, I gotta agree with you on that. I gotta give it a 9. Yeah. No, I have to agree with you on that. Honestly, I was gonna go with the 8 until you said that. In all honesty. So yeah.
Well, I was teetering on. I was gonna give it an 8 as well, but when you said that it was a flash forward. That brought that slight confusion into clarity. And I was like, oh, it fits. If it's the only thing you watch, it still makes sense.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. I didn't even think about it like that. I did not even remotely come close to thinking about it like that. But yeah, no, you're 100% right. So yeah, 9 for me, 9 for you. Next week, we are going to be talking about Arms Alchemy. It's a series. It's 26 episodes long, and it's one I think I've seen before, actually, because I started watching it, and it looks oddly familiar to me.
Well, yeah.
You getting that feeling, too?
Yeah, but the reason I'm feeling like that is not because I've seen it before, but because the style is very reminiscent to everything we loved as kids.
That is 100% true right there. That is factual. Okay. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. I hope you enjoyed this week's choice and our heated, wonderful debate, discussion, wonderful viewpoints, misunderstandings, and just plain old ridiculousness. Again, if you like us, you want to support us, help us grow, anything else like that, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to bonus content and more. Or if you want, you can also go to twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast, catch us live, hang out with us and everything like that. Or if you want to support us by purchasing some of our own merch, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. Or even better yet, if you want to buy yourself something, give someone a little treat or whatever, you can use our affiliate link for Tokyo Treat in the description, and then use coupon code featured anime. You get $5 off that very first box, and it helps us out as well. And trust me, the treats are delicious. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.